planning. Don, I know you said earlier you had something you wanted to say in this arena, and I'm sure others do as well.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And let me start by saying, as a matter of debrief, thanks to Nikki and all the staff our wonderful contractors who pulled off this two-day Zoom conference call meeting so that we could conduct our important business. I wanted to follow up on what Deputy Director Winthrop said earlier about the emergency proclamation that goes through May 4th, and that there had been some discussion with some of the public already about how we ease out of where we're at now. Whether that be on May 5th or later in the summer or in the fall, no one knows. But, you know, we did delegate emergency action to the director for fishing and hunting rules. And the best example is the clam season, where the night before it was to occur, the local counties wanted it closed, and there would have been no chance for a commission meeting to deal with that. But there are some other things that I think it would be good for us to get into, and that does get into easing back into normalcy at some point in time and letting the public know what's coming so it's not a knife-edge type of situation. I would make, and in terms of her request for some input from the commissioners, I would just offer this, that the governor's order says securing food is essential. And sport fishing does have a subsistence element. And we've got some crab fishing that could be going on now. Some shrimp fishing is coming up. And many regular fisheries that many families have consistently relied on for subsistence type food and improves their diet over some of their other alternatives. And you can imagine that a person crabbing from a boat with his family members on board is not endangering themselves or any other folks with regard to virus exposure, particularly if they left a dock where they had their boat moored. It's also been interesting to see our neighboring states in Oregon and California, where they've dealt with the same thing, where instead of closing all fishing, they've got crowded charter boat type fisheries closed. They have whale watching boats closed. They've done some more surgical spot closures without closing fishing entirely. And again, it gets to a point where if, one person wanted to go fly fishing on their bluegill pond on their own property, technically, fishing statewide is closed. And someone going out on their own boat to go smallmouth bass fishing somewhere is not really, it's consistent with the desire to make things safe. And I would just say that if the complete blunt closure reduces 100 people from going sport fishing, and as we ease into this, we can open it up to 25 people who are not going to be endangering themselves or the others or adding to virus exposure, that we ought to do that. And I think some of the concern about equity and fairness may have been a little bit overstated. And now it's getting to the point where people are questioning how fair it is for people to go do something that's pretty safe. It's at least as safe as biking and hiking, which were in the proclamation listed as essential recreation activities. So as we move toward May 4th, I guess if we're doing some outreach with some public folks, it'd be interesting for the commissioners to hear more about that and make sure that all the perspectives are entertained as we get closer to the next decision, if it's not in an emergency manner that has to be done tomorrow.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Commissioner Baker?
So deviating, like Don, just a tiny bit from your from the future meeting planning, although this has something to do with that, I just wanted to make one quick point, which was that Amy referred today to the budget and the fact that the governor's vetoes for COVID-19 were harsh, but they didn't cause us structural problems. And all in all, we got through both the signing of the budget and the governor's vetoes pretty well. The one thing that I wanted to highlight was that there was one veto that I think hurt, and I'd like us all to think about as we begin our budget building process, and that is there's $400,000 of ongoing money for invasive species detection for the quarter mussels And this is mostly directly affects Eastern Washington. But the fact is, if those mussels get in our waterways, we're going to have damage in the billions, not the millions, both to the irrigation systems and the dams. So I just wanted to highlight what I consider, this is my own personal opinion, the harshest veto that we got, and ask us to think about that as we begin our budget building process. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Baker, for those comments. Anyone else have any
This is Dave. Baker. I have my hand up. I agree with Don McIsaac's comments about these closures, and also thinking back to Commissioner Thornburn's comments earlier in our meeting. What I would like to request is, I believe, Amy, you said that there are meetings coming up next week addressing this issue of the fishing closures and how you may deal with the process of getting back to normal. I would like to know when those meetings will occur, if there's opportunity for myself as a commissioner or the public to provide input during that process or observe the process. I think what Don has to say is very important, that we send a message to our constituents in the recreational fishing arena that we're seriously looking at ways to get them back outdoors and on the water in a safe manner. You know, I'm not talking about suspending all these rules, but we've all seen a lot of options provided us via email or other sources that offer up alternatives to these closures that would keep the public in a, still in a safe mode. So first of all, I'd like to know if there's an opportunity to learn about these meetings, if they're going to be shared with the public, or if our commissioners can access these meetings and participate in the discussion.
So, Mr. Chair, I have a...
I have your hand. One second. Amy, could you just hold your thoughts until we conclude the commission's questions, and then you can respond? Bob Keogh, please, Commissioner.
Yeah, thank you. And appreciate Commissioner McIsaac's comments and Commissioner Grable's comments. And then, of course, Commissioner Thorburn, when we opened up the meeting. And, I mean, I understand the how people want to get back outside and fishing and hunting. But at the same time, I think we all need to realize that these are extraordinary times that we're dealing with. We all have been hearing about concerns about, you know, if we try to open things up too early, we may end up going backwards in terms of flattening the curve, if you will. And I think the other thing that we need to be definitely considerate of is that in times of crisis like this, we need to rally around our leader. And our leader here in the state of Washington is Governor Inslee. And I know we may sometimes have our own disagreements with Governor Inslee and the things that he does, but I think it would be a mistake if we were to go outside of what the governor's directions are. So I think we need to be very mindful of that. And I know, Amy, I'm sure you are working very closely with the governor's office, and I'm sure you're advocating where appropriate openings. But I think it would be a mistake for the commission to, be too forceful and call for things that are inconsistent with what the governor is doing. So, and the reason is not only for health, but I think in terms of unanimity in challenging this virus and getting it under control. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Keogh. First, Commissioner Mikhajic, then Commissioner Anderson, and then I would like to go to Amy for a wrap, and if there's no objections. Commissioner Mikhajic.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And let me say that I agree with almost everything that Commissioner Keogh has just said, and I certainly am not advocating going against what the governor has said. And the governor has said there are certain recreation things that are essential, actually. The wording says essential, like hiking and biking. And there's a presumption that people, when they do go biking, they're not going to be packed together like a Tour de France race. And you have to rely on the public to have some common sense in that. And when they go hiking, some social distancing too. All I'm saying is working with the governor and letting him and his staff know that there are some specifics in the world of fishing and probably hunting as well that could be entirely consistent with the approach that he's been taking in terms of safety to the public. And, you know, again, the example of, well, there's several of examples you heard me say. I could say more, but there are some where people can go out and be absolutely consistent with what is already being defined as essential and provide some subsistence too. So I'm with you, Commissioner Keogh, on being cautious here. I'm talking about easing our way into it, setting our sights on May 4th for a decision point, and then if that really means the summer or some other time, continuing to work out, but thinking about something other than the straight guillotine.
Thank you, Commissioner Mikhajic. Commissioner Anderson.
Reiterating pretty much what Commissioner Keogh and Mikhajic just said, but you know, obviously the governor's where he's at, and he's the leader, and I agree with that. I think all good leaders want input, and I think we have a process to do that. I want to thank the staff for all the hard work that has been done to date. You know, I think we are all feeling it personally, and you know, in our roles as commissioners, and hearing from people and the like. But know full well that this is a very critical time, and the governor and the state have been leading in a way that's, I believe, showing positive results, and I think we want to encourage that. You know, I think in these times, difficult issues, the term grace is particularly important, and the need to be graceful and accept certain things that we can't quite understand or fully support, knowing that there is a legitimate reason for all this. And so, you know, I want to keep my Lutheran theology down, but basically I think that if we're graceful, we'll look past this time. We'll recognize that we took the right kinds of action, and I think we'll feel good about this over time.
Well stated. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Amy, would you like to respond?
Yeah, thank you, Chair Carpenter. I really appreciate all of the conversation today, and I know that you all are bearing the same burden that we are bearing here in the department in terms of the leadership around this issue. And I know that your emails probably look a lot like our emails, and it's very hard to stand in this place and try to do the right thing, when the reality is, outside of Commissioner Thorburn, you know, neither Kelly nor I know what to do. And we are looking to guidance from the governor's office and to the public health professionals, and we are doing our best to listen to what is needed and then to implement that in a way that is in keeping with how we deliver fisheries and hunting opportunities. And what we know about them. And so so it's hard. I'll just say that, in that, you know, we, as we move forward, I think Commissioner McIsaac said it, is that, you know, now in the next month, hopefully we can move forward in a more stepwise fashion and have more conversations with more of you. I think it was really challenging that we were only able to really connect with the executive committee as we made these decisions. And I think that has left some commissioners feeling really estranged and not not understanding what we considered. And I think that's on Kelly and I to do a better job of reaching out to all the commissioners as we make these really consequential decisions that, frankly, you guys have to bear the burden of along with us. So, yes, so I don't foresee us having public meetings about how to reopen fishing and hunting. I think what we foresee doing is working through our constituent groups using a process similar to the BPAG or to another group where we can bring people together and get people in the problem-solving mode. It would be great to have commissioners participate in that. Of course, we can't have all y'all in the same meeting. So maybe what we need to do is just, I can share with you when we're meeting and then, you know, the first four that reply, get in the door and we do something else for the next. I'm not sure exactly how to manage that. But yes, we can certainly share that information. We can share with you the notes that come out of those conversations. The internal piece is as important as figuring out how we reopen the outdoors, because of course they're tightly tied together. So yes, we will reach out to you. We will do a better job of communicating with all of you. We will let you know how the meetings go. We will let you know when the meetings are happening and how to participate in them. Sort of the key people to help us do that is going to be our lands. I mean, one of our challenges is that we, just to put this out there, sort of a challenge facing us, is that there is an enormous amount of pent-up demand for our fishing, our hunting, and our access areas and our wildlife areas. And, you know, how to reopen that without not leading to chaos is a little bit of a question mark for all of us internally. You know, the idea, I think Commissioner McIsaac mentioned, you know, have 10 people go to this place or 10 people go to that place. And I don't know how we do that literally. So these are ideas that we are also thinking about that we will consider going forward. And finally, I just wanted to appreciate Commissioner Baker on the zebra quagga piece. And I have one more update, actually. The governor is going to have a press conference today at 3 p.m. to discuss outdoor recreation. So we can tune into that as well and sort of see what his thoughts are. So that's at 3 p.m. today. It'll be on TVW. I just got an email about that. So anything else, Chair Carpenter, that I didn't speak to?
No, I think you covered as much as you could right now. It's been a busy, busy day so far. I'm not going to try and dictate how it's done, but I would hope that the staff, with your leadership, can communicate with the commissioners more regular, more often, more thoroughly as we go forward with trying to figure out a way to reinstitute some of the activities that our customer base depends on. And I say that also from the position that I know it's hard for government to take on a marketing strategy, and I think I raised it in one of the executive committee discussions we had. I think it's incumbent upon staff to be very, very proactive in their planning so that we don't find out the governor's going to announce tomorrow that everything's wonderful and we're not ready for it, because there is going to be some really important logistical support and some contact. Well, you know what I'm talking about. We need to be ready to go before it's time to go. So thank you for that, Amy. And please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us if we can be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that.
As we move to closure here, I just want to take a moment and I want to thank the Ross Strategic people, and particularly Tess and Melissa, for their help. It's been an interesting experience. I'm not very good at it yet, but I'm learning, and I might want to do it this way all the time. And also, I want to make sure to thank our gal, Nikki, for a great job. And Amy, please let the staff all involved, even the ones behind the scene, that we do appreciate their work and effort and engagement. I also want to reach out to all of my colleagues on the commission and thank them for their involvement in some really, really difficult times, and good comments, and I think good decisions. And I'm almost done, folks. And I do want to conclude with a happy Easter and safe Easter for all of you. And Brad, you can wake up now. I see you back there in the corner. And last word is Joe Pinesco, if you're still there, I'd like to have a call from you on Monday on a couple items that I need to read the tea leaves on, if you may. No worry, not a panic.
Okay.
So, if there is no objection, it is 1:04 on Friday. I move to adjourn the virtual meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Thank you all for your work.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.